Parshas Kisisa.
Ta?
Yes, Shlomala?
How come so many times, like bad things happen to even good people?
You know, you're not the first one to ask that question.
Who was the first?
Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to know why sometimes it's tzaddik v'ra'loi, good people, and there's ra, and rasha v'tovloi. And sometimes you have a wicked person and it looks like things are going good for him. You know, the answer to that is that we don't really always know what's good and what's not good. You know how many times in my life things happened to me that I thought were the worst things in the world and it turned out to be the best? Sometimes the other way around.
But what about people like that suffered during World War II?
Let me tell you this story. You know, there were times that when the mail would come to a house, people would get very frightened and scared.
Tati, sometimes when you take the mail out of our mailbox, you get very frightened and scared.
That's because I see the telephone bill and the Con Edison bill at the end of the month. But sometimes people were really scared. Like what happened to Mati.
Mati? Why, did he have a really big, big bill?
Mati, would you please go downstairs and get the mail?
Sure, Mama. Let me see what's here. Here's a letter from Tante Tema. And here's... Uh-oh. This looks like a very official-looking thing. I hope it's not... Let me open it. I hope it's not... Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no!
Mati, what's the matter? Oh, you look like you've seen a ghost. You're so white and pale. What's the matter? What happened? What is that? Let me see. Oh, no. Oh, no, you've been drafted. You've been drafted into the army.
Was that, like, really bad, Ta?
You have to understand that a Jew that was drafted into the Polish army, World War I, was bad news.
Because you always have to be worried about being killed by the enemy.
A Jew in the army had to worry about two things. He had to worry about being shot from the front. And in Poland before World War I, he also had to worry about being shot from behind.
What do you mean, Ta?
The Polish soldiers themselves, the other soldiers, were terrible anti-Semites. For a Yid in the army, his spirituality and his physical life were in grave danger every moment and every second.
Wow. What happened when Mati's father came home? He must have really began to cry and yell.
No, on the contrary. When Mati's father came home, he was a little bit shocked, taken aback. But then he said, "All right, don't want you to panic. I have prepared for a problem like this, and I have the answer. You know Dr. Fitzel Clymer?"
Dr. Fitzel Clymer? He was always our doctor.
And he happens to be the one now who is in charge of examining people whether they're fit or not for military service. I will take care of it with Dr. Fitzel Clymer that you, my dear son, Mati, will fail the physical exam. And therefore you have absolutely nothing to worry about.
Father?
Yes?
I once heard about a big tzaddik, Chafetz Chaim, who lives in Radin, which is not far from here, and that he gives blessings for people that are in danger. Can we just go to him for a blessing? I would really feel much better.
You know, my son, I don't believe in those things.
I would really feel much better, Father. Please?
We didn't raise you that way.
Yes, but I have a friend down the block, and he talks a lot about the Chafetz Chaim. And I'm really scared, even though you've made this arrangement with Dr. Fitzel Clymer. Could we please go to him?
Well, if you insist, I'll go, but I don't see a need for it. I told you, I've taken care of it.
That's the Chafetz Chaim over there, Father.
Well, I would think if he's such a big rabbi as you say, he would live in a big, tremendous palace. What a simple, simple house and simple furniture.
Great people live in simple houses, Father.
I see. Well, it's our turn now. Let's go.
You know that the Chafetz Chaim actually wrote a book for soldiers who are in the army.
Is that so?
Sometimes if he would give the book to someone, that was a sign that indeed the person would wind up being taken into combat.
Really? All right, it's your turn. Let's go.
Holy Rebbe, I've received this letter that I'm being drafted into the army. Look, Father. The Chafetz Chaim is closing his eyes. He's shaking his head back and forth.
He's probably just tired.
No. No, can't you see? It's more than that. He's saying something to us.
Nu? Was ist schlecht? Am erkenn schießen? What's so bad if you will learn how to shoot? What did he say?
I don't know. I think he said, what's so bad if I'll learn how to shoot?
What kind of an answer is that? I thought we came here for a blessing, not for a curse.
I don't understand it either.
You don't understand it either? Let's go.
Surely what the tzaddik said has to be a blessing, even if we don't understand it.
Oh, I've had enough of this. Listen, what are you so scared about?
I think that the Chafetz Chaim pretty much told me that my fate is I will have to go to the army.
Nonsense! I told you there's nothing to worry about. The medical exam is tomorrow morning and you'll see. Dr. Fitzel Clymer will make sure you flunk.
Okay, next. Dr. Fitzel Clymer here. Mutty! Uh-huh. Don't worry about a thing. Step right up over here, Mutty. Okay, I want you to drink this.
But, Dr. Fitzelklimer, this is shoe polish.
Drink it.
Okay. Oh, ow, my stomach, ow.
Oh, let me write this down. Massive stomach problems. All right, can you come over here, please? I'll give you an eye test. Put your hand over your right eye.
Okay.
Now put your hand over your left eye. No. Keep your right hand over your right eye and your left hand over your left eye. Together.
But.
Now, read the chart. Get both hands over both eyes. Read the chart.
How can I see the chart if both of my hands are over both of my eyes?
Virtually blind. All right, let me give you a hearing test. Step right over here, Mutty.
Okay.
Now come closer. Boom!
What?
Now, can't hear a thing. Okay. Now, I want you to pick up this table.
But this is a heavy table.
Pick it up! Now step up here on the scale. Holding the table, yes. 650 pounds. Way too much for the army. Okay, I'm afraid you won't be able to serve. Uh-oh.
Who's that man who came in?
That's General Yanovska.
What is going on over here? My, look at this boy. 6 feet tall and handsome. I would like him in my division.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Let me see the report that you wrote for him.
General, the report that I wrote for him. Why would you want to see that?
Let me see it. What is this massive stomach problem? 600 pounds, blind on four eyes. What did you write over here? What nonsense is this?
It's a lot of nonsense.
I want him in my division. You'll start serving tomorrow. Trying to get away with serving for military duty. I will give you a special job.
Sir?
You'll be in charge of putting together machine guns under live fire. How's that? We'll soon see just how blind, deaf, and sick you are.
I can't believe it! I had it all worked out! Dr. Fitzel Clymer was gonna flunk you! It's that rabbi's curse!
No, Father! The rabbi does not curse! It was the rabbi's blessing.
How could it be a blessing?
Just because we don't understand how it could be a blessing. That doesn't mean that it isn't. I believe if the rabbi told me what he told me, then it is a blessing. Ta? This is scary. Did he wind up going to the army?
Yes, he did. And he learned how to shoot and put together machine guns under live fire.
Did he have an easy time in the army?
No.
Did his father...
His father, until his last day, was angry at the Chofetz Chaim, refused to accept that what a tzaddik does is good, even if we don't understand it. But he did survive the war.
Did he survive World War II?
By World War II, he was much older, and he was in the Warsaw Ghetto. And he managed to run away.
Oh, great.
He ran into the forest, where he met up with a bunch of partisans.
Who are partisans, Father?
Partisans were groups of people that banded together and they fought the Germans, hiding in the forest.
Oh, wonderful. They probably saved all the Jews who came their way.
Not exactly. Some of these partisans were terrible anti-Semites. Most of the Jews that they found trying to escape and hide were murdered by them. And then came the day that Mati and his friends ran into the forest.
Come, let's go. Just a little bit more. There they are. There are the partisans. Hello, hello.
What is going on over here? Who are you?
We're Jews. We just ran away from the Warsaw Ghetto.
What do you want from us?
We want to stay here and help you fight the Germans.
We don't need you. You are just extra baggage. Boris, finish them off.
Wait. Why won't you let us fight off the Germans?
Because you don't know how to fight. We don't need you. I said, Boris, finish them off.
Wait. Do you see that broken machine gun on the floor? I can fix it. Under live fire. I was trained to do it.
You want me to believe that story, you two?
Want me to show you?
Go ahead.
This goes here, and that goes here, and I think it works. Here. Want me to try?
No. Put it down. Did you say you know how to shoot?
Yes.
Shoot that apple off the tree.
Okay. You want me to hit the right side of the apple or the left side of the apple? Do you want the apple to be divided into two or four? Here. Got it.
That is amazing. You are an amazing shooter. I will allow you to remain alive with us. But the rest of your friends, we don't need them. Finish them off.
No. Either you allow all my friends to live, if not, shoot me as well.
I cannot afford to shoot you. You are too good. No, right. I have no choice. I will allow all of you to live.
And
nothing. All of them survived the war. And one day, Mati was laying on the forest ground in his tent, and suddenly he envisioned what the Chofetz Chaim said. Was es schlecht, wenn man kann schießen? What would be so bad if you know how to shoot? Was es schlecht, wenn man kann schießen? What would be so bad if you know how to shoot?
Had he gotten out of serving in World War I, then he and all of his friends would have been killed in World War II.
And the many children and great-grandchildren of this person wouldn't be alive today. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, Hareini las kavedecha, show me your honor. What did Hashem answer him?
I think my Rebbe said, Hashem said, V'ra'isa zachari, you can only see me from the back. But if ifani lo yiro, you can't see me from the front.
You know what Tachsam Sofer says? Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, we suffer so much in Golis. At least let us understand why it's good. We believe it's good. And Hashem said, no, you can only see me from the back. After it'll be all over, after this bitter exile will be over for everyone, each and every one of us will see how every single problem in our life, how every drop of pain that we suffered, that was all for the good. But we won't see it till afterwards. Until then, the trick is believing in Hashem, even though we don't understand how what appears to us as a curse is really the greatest of blessings.